Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So I believe almost everyone have this kind of feeling before, and it's called deja vu. And today we have a video. It's called What Causes Deja Vu? So I believe a lot of people are very curious about it. So let's take a look at today's sentence. For simplicity's sake, let's narrow it down to three main categories. The first of these is called dual processing. This is when two normally coordinated cognitive processes become momentarily out of sync. For example, if I feel familiar with something, it might be because my brain has retrieved a memory similar to that one that I'm currently experiencing. Retrieving a memory always comes before the familiarity. Well, except in deja vu. 我们今天句子比较长，也比较饶舌一点，大家可以来慢慢再念一次. For simplicity's sake, let's narrow it down to three main categories. The first of these is called dual processing. This is when two normally coordinated cognitive processes become momentarily out of sync. For example, if I feel familiar with something, it might be because my brain has retrieved a memory similar to that one that I'm currently experiencing. Retrieving a memory always comes before the familiarity. Well, except in deja vu.
那我们来看第一个单字之前呢，我们要先来看第一个片语，在这个句子的最开端的三个字
for simplicity's sake。 simplicity 呢 ，simple 是简单，那 for simplicity's sake 呢，就是指说看在这个简单的份上，我们在英文里面呢会讲 for something's sake， 最常听到的可能就是说哦 for God's sake， would you just get it over with you？ 就是说，哎，看在上帝的份上，我们可不可以赶快把这个东西结束掉？这样就是最常见的是 for God's sake。 那我们也可以说 would you go to the prom with me for Valentine's sake？ 可不可以看在情人节的份上呢，跟我一起去舞会？好，那我们再来看 narrow。 narrow 呢指的是狭小的，那它的 a 呢是发 a 的音 na， 而 o w 呢是 o narrow narrow。For example, the narrow seats on the airplane is designed to fit in more passengers. 飞机上啊，狭小的座位呢，是为了要让有更多客人可以坐得下。那在句子里面呢，它讲到 narrow it down， 其实也是一个非常常用的用法哦。就是因为这个通常呢，会用在当有人讲了一个很广泛的主意啊，或者是想法之后呢，我们说 OK， let's narrow it down， 我们就是把它缩小范围呢，变成更具体的东西。 举例来说呢, after months of investigation, the police has narrowed down the suspects to three men. 这个在经过好几个月的调查之后呢，警方啊终于把这个嫌疑犯缩小范围到只剩下三个人的身上。再我们要来看是 dual。 Dual 呢指的是两个的，像我们句子里面提到的 dual processing， 那我们有时候也会说 dual citizenship， 就是说双国籍的，或者说 dual income， 就是双薪的。 那再来看一个跟它也很有关系的，就是 duet，duet 是二重奏，意思二重奏或者是二重唱。那它的重音呢，在 et 的地方 ，du 发 du，duet。 那我们可以说，the song "Everything Has Changed" is one of my favorite duet by Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran. 这个 "Everything Has Changed" 这首歌呢，是我很喜欢的一首 Taylor Swift 跟 Ed Sheeran 两个人的二重唱。再来我们要来看的是 coordinate。 Coordinate 呢是调节或者是调和的意思，那它的重音呢比较有点难抓，还是先有一个 co， 那 or 呢会再连过去就 coordinate，那它的名词呢则是 coordinator，coordinator 是协调者。那有时候呢，如果你比如说在当营队的总招，你也可以说 I am the coordinator of this camp， 就是你要去协调所有营队的事务呢，其实也就是总招的意思啦。再我们来看是 familiar，familiar 呢是熟悉的，重音在 mi 的地方，那 fa 呢要发短音 a familiar。那如果要说熟悉某种东西呢，要记得加上 with， 我们会讲 familiar with。 举例来说呢 ，He is the only person who is familiar with this machine. 他是唯一一个熟悉这台机器操作的人。那他的名词呢，在句子里面有出现到是 familiarity. 它的重音呢是在 a r i t y 的地方，那前面是 familiarity， familiarity， 是熟悉的名词。最后我们来看的是 retrieve。Retrieve 呢是收回的意思，那它 re 呢是发短音 e，trieve 这边 ie 发 e，retrieve，retrieve。那我们可以说 I sent him to retrieve some documents for me。我请他帮我去取回一些文件。那当然呢，讲到这个字呢，就一定要提到黄金猎犬。黄金猎犬的英文呢叫做 Golden Retriever。Retriever， 因为他们是猎犬嘛，那猎犬的任务呢，就是在一个猎人打猎的时候，比如说击倒了某一只鸟啊，或者是兔子等等，那他就要把这个猎物取回来，所以呢，它叫做 Golden Retriever。It's also one of my favorite dogs. All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. For simplicity's sake, let's narrow it down to three main categories. The first of these is called dual processing.This is when two normally coordinated cognitive processes become momentarily out of sync. For example, if I feel familiar with something, it might be because my brain has retrieved a memory similar to that one that I'm currently experiencing. Retrieving a memory always comes before the familiarity, well, except in déjà vu.那建议大家念这句话的时候呢，可以因为它是以第一人称，就是后面的 for example if I feel 这边是以第一人称的，所以建议大家念的时候可以想一想，就是这些语调要怎么样，就是说诶，我今天感觉到对某件事情很熟悉等等的，大家用英文会怎么讲，那这边的语调呢就可以更自然一点，所以大家可以去揣摩一下。 Okay, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!